Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today we're going to look at the pronunciation of male forenames.
Like
Anthony, for example. It is spelled
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Anthony. Listen. Anthony. The word contains the sequence of letters TH, but TH here is pronounced as T, simple T, not a F.
Anthony.
Yes, not Anthony.
Anthony Blair. It is a tricky word. The shortened form of the name is Tony.
Tony Mensah.
Tony Sy.
Anthony Sy.
Anthony Mensah.
Thank you. The next name on our list is spelled
F-E-L-I-X.
F-E-L-I-X. Felix. Felix.
Not Felix.
No, not Felix. Try to say Felix. Felix.
How is it related to Felicia?
It is related to Felicia. Felicia is the female form of Felix.
And we have been discussing the meanings of names, or at least what they symbolize.
Well, Felix means happiness, and so does Felicia.
I believe so does Felicity, too.
That's right. But by now, we know that a person called Felix is not necessarily a happy man.
And a person called Felicia is not necessarily a happy girl or woman either.
No.
As a matter of fact, we have a Felix at our school who is perpetually weepy and tearful. He is not exactly sentimental or mawkish. Oh, Felix.
I am puzzled. Teacher, I expected you to correct Ajo's expression, a Felix.
We have a Felix at our school.
Is that good English? Felix is not a count noun. How can it be used with the indefinite article?
But it is not a math noun either.
Don't be hot under the collar yet, both of you. Now listen to me. Felix, Anthony, Tony, Felicia, all these are proper names in English. Normally, and I say normally with normally heavily underlined, names are treated as non-count. They have no plural forms. Normally, that is. But we can use the expression a Felix.
And that means?
It means some person I do not know, but who calls himself Felix. For example,
there is a Felix in our school.
Do you mean there's only one Felix in your school?
I couldn't swear to that.
You mean there might be more Felixes there?
Not improbable.
Kofi, I hope that answers your question.
So I am a Kofi.
That's possible. It means?
I am one of those people in this world called Kofi.
But I am Kofi
is different in meaning from I am a Kofi.
Or to come closer home, there's a difference between
I am Felix
and
I am a Felix.
I am Felix means my name is Felix.
I am called Felix. I am known as Felix.
And this is different from
I am one of those people called Felix.
I am a Felix, that is.
Yes, there is an important context in which the plurals of regular names are used. The expression
she's a Kwapon
means she is a member of the Kwapon family. and all the members of the Kwapong family are referred to as the Kwapongs.
So that's why we hear sentences like, the Dakwes were here.
Precisely. And we hear sentences like,
we are going to visit the Ayates.
Which means,
we are going to visit Mr. and Mrs. Ayate, or Mr. and Mrs. Ayate and their children.
Similarly,
he is not a Hamidu
can mean either,
he is not a member of the Hamidu family,
or
he is not one of the people in this world called Hamidu. So, I am a Thomas is a correct sentence.
Wait a minute. You mean?
T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes.
The word is Thomas. Thomas, not Thomas.
Thomas. Thomas.
Yes. T-H here is pronounced as T and not as th. It's pronounced as T, not as th.
Oh, it is similar to Anthony.
Yes, Anthony. Thomas. Their shortened forms are
Tony and Tom or Tommy.
Thank you. The next name on our list is spelled
C-E-C-I-L.
The usual way of pronouncing this name is Cecil.
Cecil.
However, in general American English, it's pronounced Cecil. For example,
Cecil Graham and Cecil Graham.
Yes.
Cecil Akutu and Cecil Akutu.
Yes, good. We should now draw attention to the name Jeffrey, which has two spellings. One is
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
And that's Jeffrey. And the other spelling is G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Jeffrey. The question of which spelling is correct does not arise here. If someone tells you he's called Jeffrey, ask him how he spells his Jeffrey. Don't write it the way you know or think it to be correct, because you might cause an offense thereby. We now turn to two unusual names. The first is spelled
J-E-R-O-M-E.
And it is pronounced Jerome. It is not a common name in this country. We refer to it here because it is mispronounced.
Jerome.
Jerome.
Finally, the most unusual name of all. I've heard it mispronounced by someone who was reading a text. The name is spelled
S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N. The pronunciation is not seen, but Sean. It is an Irish name. Now, shall we go over the names once more?
Felix.
Cecil. Or Cecil.
Anthony. Or Tony.
Thomas. Or Tom.
Tommy.
Jerome.
Sean.
Thank you. And finally, do not forget the spellings of Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Now, have a good day, and goodbye.